Well, Eric, let's talk first of all about the team and right now where it sits at. Playoffs are still in the mirror. That's what you're gearing up towards. But what do you tell folks who look at the record and say, oi, 3-10?
Yeah.
I think you have some of the things that you can tell them and reassure them that it's not as bad as that.
Well, no, we've been competitive in every single one of our games this year. You know, we have five of our losses have been within 3 points, you know, eight of them have been within 8 points. And so, you know, we're right there. Of course, the ball hasn't bounced our way, but the level of compete from the guys hasn't wavered at all. We're in a big four-game homestand here. It's the CBL is always changing with rosters, and, you know, NBA Summer League kicking off here is going to affect a lot of rosters. We came into this year knowing we were trying to be consistent in our roster. We struggled with that previously. And so, you know, the thing that we, I think we'll be able to take advantage of is the level of consistency of our roster over the next couple of weeks when a lot of other teams are going to be shifting. So, and hopefully we can build off that, get a couple of wins, and be back in the hunt.
Yeah. Getting guys like Bandu and Sigalaki came in late. Yeah. I mean, those are fellas that are big-time players for you. What kind of a team does this now become? Do you still stay with what you were trying to do style-wise, or do you change it up because of the new personnel?
You know, stylistically, I think we're staying with what we're doing, but we're getting more comfortable with what we're doing. You know, it's getting guys like Anthony and Isaac Simon kind of into the mix. Even see a last game with Dion Edgem coming off the bench and hitting 5 threes for us. You know, guys are finding their spots within our system now. We're understanding who can be our playmakers for us and who needs to put themselves in a position to be a finisher for us. So that level of comfort, I think, is really going to pay dividends for us.
You have to take advantage of home court here. You mentioned it, 4 straight home games. You've only got the one win here at Sastel Center so far, so that has to improve, obviously.
Totally. Feels like we broke the ice. You know, I think it was a monkey on our back. Everybody was thinking about it. And so, you know, we kind of have gotten through that. And you can see the level of confidence our guys have in what we're doing and what we're building. So I'm not concerned about that at all. You know, we play a Montreal team who had to play yesterday in Edmonton. And this might be our first game this whole season where we've actually have more rest than our opponent. And so, you know what, we'll take advantage of that. We'll be able to... you know, push the pace, be physical, and, you know, we got a bunch of guys healthy here, and we've taken advantage of some rest.
So now you've got Montreal coming in. Okay, that's an Eastern team. It's the ability to beat the Western teams ultimately that's going to tell the tale for you this season.
Absolutely. That'll be the end. That'll be it. But you got to find wins wherever you can here in this league. Like I said, so many rosters end up shifting throughout the season that, you know, a lot of it depends when you hit somebody. You know, we ran into a tough one where we hit Vancouver when they got all their guys back, and a week before they didn't have those guys, and a bunch of them just left for summer league. So, you know, those are things that you can't control, and we just have to make sure that we're taking care of every single game. So we don't want to think too far ahead. We just want to take care of the one that's in front of us, and then we'll worry about the next one.
So you tell the fans that the guys you got now are here now for the duration. That's what you're looking at now for the rest of the year.
That's the goal. That's the goal for us all the time. You know, you can never control injuries or little things like that are out of our control, but we value the consistency in our roster and being able to have that camaraderie. And, you know, the guys really like each other. So when you have a team that cares about each other, that's a really good starting point. And, you know, we're going to try to make a stretch run.
Eric, appreciate the smile. Thanks for this and all the best.
Thank you so much.